The road is long, with a many a winding tongue that leads us to who knows where.
You're tuned to KDWA AM 1460 FM 97.7, and this is Community In-Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rude, and I have back in the studio with me the Executive Director of Rise Up Recovery here in Hastings, Tiffany Newharth. Tiffany, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Mike. It's good to be back.
We've been keeping a really good eye on the development of the Rise Up Recovery operation, the organization. It's hard not to. You're right across the street. But I would like to start today with just another recap, if you have it, about a success story or two of the people that you're dealing with coming out of addictions, coming out of those that cycle, that life cycle, or that whatever you want to call it. And let me know a little bit about a couple of the stories where people are making strides to come out of that lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. So I can, today actually, I was able to connect with two participants who we've worked with for a number of months, two gentlemen, and both of these gentlemen just completed inpatient treatment.
Okay.
And that means, so they've been away for at least 30, mm-hmm. and both of them were so healthy and so happy to be free again, but mm-hmm. so excited to just move forward with life. Right now the rubber meets the road. This is where the real work begins.
Right.
Now you got to live it out. And both of them just had such positive spirits. It's like these gentlemen who I've come to know over a couple years. And you watch them get lost in the addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And then today, connecting with both of them separately, it's like, there you are. You're back.
You ever see the movie Avatar, the first one?
Yes.
And the phrase with the Na'vi was, I see you.
Yes. That's powerful, isn't it?
It is.
Yes.
It really is. So I bring that up at the beginning of the program here because I want to remind our listeners about what the work is that you're actually doing. There are plenty of very good organizations that work their tails off to increase awareness, to support and enact legislation, to help people in a broad spectrum of addictions. Mm-hmm. Rise Up Recovery is a little bit different. They actually are in the mud with these people, getting their mm-hmm. feet and their hands dirty, trying to get them to come out of the mud and let's get you cleaned up,
mm-hmm.
which it's giving me tingles. I gotta tell you, it's giving me tingles. So I like to do those success stories because it's just a way for the listeners to know that there is an effect that is being felt by mm-hmm. people in the community.
Yeah.
Legitimate people, not your stereotypical dealer or user, mm-hmm. but the accountant down the street, yep. maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. So today, and even just to give the listeners kind of an idea of what that looks like on a day-to-day basis and the impact that has. So one of these gentlemen today, well, we were just kind of recounting his journey to get to where he's at now. One of the peer recovery specialists who was with him and picked him up from treatment today was also the gentleman who went to his apartment
mm-hmm.
to bring him to treatment. And, you know, when change is right at our door, it can be really scary and we can want to backpedal and not go there.
Yeah.
And this gentleman said, well, my peer stood there and said, oh, no, you're going. I'm not leaving. And in fact, I'm going to help you pack your bag. And that's what he needed, right? He needed that kind of encouragement, but that, like you said, that boots on the ground person who's with him mm-hmm. at his lowest and at his worst and walks with him to kind of get him across that finish line.
That's good. Well, and encouragement for him. Mm-hmm. Encouragement for all the people that you have in your program right now. Yes. It's a tough journey, but it is so worth it in the end.
Absolutely.
It really is. I'm going to move on a little bit because we don't have a whole lot of time today, but I want to tag that these success stories with a new program that you're getting ready to go with, or maybe is already up and running, for a youth peer recovery support program. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, we're so excited about that, Mike. So in collaboration with United Way of Hastings, we put on this three-part education series about fentanyl and opiate overdose and Dakota County Drug Task Force, and just an awesome collaborative effort in that. It became so glaringly obvious to me that our community specifically has a significant deficit of resources for youth.
Right.
There's just not anything out there to help these kids or their families, really.
Mm-hmm.
So I had this fire within me to, again, fill that gap and to be a part of the solution.
Right.
And so through conversations with the state of Minnesota, have come to realize that we're actually pretty much set up to start doing that now.
Oh,
which is huge. I thought it was going to take months and months and months.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually not the case. We're established. We can start taking on youth even now. I just have to basically change a couple forms up and that's it. So my team, we've already had some team meetings and talked about it, and all of my peers are so excited, and all of them volunteered. Ooh, I want to work with kids too. Right? So
that's cool.
Yeah, and we recognize that, first of all, the earlier an individual enters into recovery, the greater likelihood they are of having long-term recovery success. So
Yes. It's
like, let's get them right on the front end,
yeah.
Right? And so that's kind of our hope and goal with that. And so if you know anybody whose family is struggling, who has young people who are struggling, or family members, we've got the family group that they can get support to.
Now, are there actual sessions already scheduled and being participated in, or how is that working?
Yeah, for the youth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, well, it's all one-on-one mm-hmm. right now, so we don't have any group stuff going on
okay.
for youth. It's all
sure.
one-on-one. And so what that process looks like is a parent or even the youth themselves calling us, and then we would connect them with getting an assessment and do an onboarding process to get them started with services. And they would get a peer recovery specialist, a recovery coach
okay.
that then could encourage them. And they'd meet every week, you know.
Nice.
Yeah.
So this program is already available is what we're getting at.
It absolutely is.
It absolutely is. So if there are young people having a problem with it, or maybe even just considering it, mm-hmm. get in touch with Rise Up Recovery.
Yes.
They can help you turn it around. They can help you not take those next steps. And the recovery at that point, like you say, at the front end, is a lot less devastating.
Yes.
Recovery can be devastating. It really can.
Absolutely.
All right. Also, you have updates on the Providence House initiative, I guess I'll call it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the clearance from the city to proceed with that operation.
Mm-hmm.
Last time we talked, there was a significant investment that would need to be made in renovations to the actual building.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you at with that this time?
Well, we still have some more funds to raise. Seems like a never-ending
oh, yeah.
cycle, right, in the world of nonprofit. But we have raised a large enough chunk of money in order to start that process of getting the indoor sprinkler system put in. So
okay.
we've hired both companies. There's two companies that need to be hired. One that's going to get the water main into the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other company that will install the sprinkler system.
Okay.
And so both are hired, and we're hoping that the water main company, for lack of a better
technical term,
that they will break ground within the next 2 weeks.
Oh, nice.
So that is really exciting. We're anticipating being open by fall. That's our goal, is
okay.
to be up and running and operational by fall. So,
all right. And I understand on the donation side of that equation that you received a sizable one from an organization recently. Mm-hmm. What's the news on that?
Oh, that was such a tremendous blessing. So we were one of three charities that were selected for an organization called the Power of 100 Women Hastings.
Okay.
And they have an event, I believe it's two times a year, where they have three selected charities and you go to this really cool evening with a bunch of women in a room who all just want to make a difference and mm-hmm. do good. Mm-hmm. And you have a short 7-minute presentation that I made. And then they vote at the end of the night which charity they want to have the money.
Okay.
And we were picked. We won.
All right. And is it out of bounds to ask what the donation was?
Not at all. So it was... Well, we're still waiting on the final count because there's some more checks that are coming in, but it was almost $17,000.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
And most of that, if not all, will go to Providence House? Or are you going to use that for operations on a daily basis?
Every penny of that will go towards getting Providence House up and running.
All right. And once again, just really quickly, if you could tell me what Providence House intends to do.
Yeah, Providence House is our... pre-treatment and post-treatment men's recovery home. Mm-hmm. So we'll have 10 beds, four of which will be set aside for pre-treatment, which if you think of short-term emergency recovery housing, mm-hmm. and then the other beds will be for longer-term people who have graduated treatment. So people are waiting to get into treatment, people who have graduated treatment and need a safe place to enter in recovery or to kind of continue on
right.
building their recovery.
To transition into the next phase.
Exactly.
All right. And yes. The anticipated length of stay for a person in Providence House, do you have a window that you would like to see them move through?
Yeah. So for the pretreatment, generally about up to 10 days. Mm-hmm. Depending on how long it takes to get a treatment bed. And the post-treatment, anywhere from 3 months up to a year.
Sure. And because you cannot put a timeline on recovery. Correct. But, you know, you don't want people getting in and out of there too soon mm-hmm. because that really tanks their chances afterwards. Mm-hmm. But I think at also the other side, you don't want them there too terribly long because then they become codependent maybe. Mm-hmm. It's a fine balance. It really is.
It is. And we'll have a leadership model established that mm-hmm. really, especially the gentlemen who are there in post-treatment, to encourage them to have just an attitude of service and giving back, you know. Mm-hmm. And so even the gentlemen that are there for up to a year, we've actually applied for a grant that would enable us to start our own recovery coach academy where we can train up
our
own peer recovery specialists. Mm-hmm. And those gentlemen would qualify to go through our recovery coach academy and be scholarship through that. Then they could turn around and mm-hmm. and give back.
Kind of like helping the ones coming behind.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've been on this path. I know the way. Mm-hmm. Take my arm. We'll go through it. We'll yes. get you through that. Mm-hmm. And there are other more immediate needs with addictions and especially the opioid and the fentanyl situation we have in town. And I understand that Rise Up Recovery is doing some work to address those. As a matter of fact, you're going to be holding training for using Narcan for people. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we are a naloxone access point. We have a partnership with Steve Remler Hope Network.
Okay.
And so we will be putting on quarterly for sure, maybe even more frequently, depending upon kind of the community need, but at least quarterly, trainings that will teach people how to administer naloxone and just the opiate overdose warning signs and what to do. And then each person who attends these Narcan trainings will walk away with their own intramuscular Narcan kit. So they'll okay. know how to use it.
Yep.
They'll be well-versed in it and they'll have it. I'm a big, big, big advocate of this. I think every home should have it because you just never know. Mm-hmm. And so we've got a training coming up next Tuesday, the 24th.
Okay.
At 6:30 p.m. It starts right across the street at our building, the 507 Vermilion Street.
All right. And when you talk about intramuscular, that always kind of, you know, we talk needles, you know, because that's what that is.
Yep.
In order, and how fast does Narcan counteract the effects of opioids?
Almost immediately.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I've heard stories where even law enforcement officers just coming in contact on a stop or a call needing it They didn't ingest it themselves, but they touched someone who had it or got on them.
Okay.
And that's even just right here in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. So awareness is key. Having a plan is key. Mm-hmm. Getting the training. And this is a no-cost training.
Yes, it's no cost. And you can go on our website to register. You don't have to register. It's just helpful. So we kind of have an idea of how many kits we've got to make sure we have. But mm-hmm. I have plenty. So
okay.
Just show up if you don't make it on our website. And yeah, you'll be well-versed at using Narcan by the end of the night and comfortable with it. So it can be intimidating and people can have a lot of questions like, ooh, is it safe to give even if I suspect, but I don't know? Are there side effects?
Sure.
All those kinds of questions will be answered and addressed.
All right. So I would hope people get a hold of that and sign up. We have just a couple of minutes left. I would like to kind of open the mic for you now if there are any other things that the listening audience should know about Rise Up Recovery, what's coming up within the next few weeks. I know work at Providence House is going to be going on. You're looking for volunteers, donations, and things like that. So what can people do to help out?
Yeah. So honestly, we haven't organized a specific day for this yet, but we need a cleanup crew. If you like yard work, if you're a gardener, the Providence House property needs some TLC for sure. So we're going to put together a kind of a group cleanup day that people can use their talents, those that are gardeners, and help rake and mow and all that kind of fun stuff. I think that's probably one of the big things. The other thing, again, is that we're still looking to expand our board of directors.
Right.
And even beyond that, if that's a little bit uncomfortable, we are looking to, we are establishing a events and fundraising committee. So if you mm-hmm. have an interest in just volunteering and helping us put together different events for our organization throughout the year, like we have a recovery roast we do every year, we've got a fundraising banquet that we do every year. So a lot of opportunities to just serve in that capacity.
All right. And if people want to volunteer, if they want to donate, if they have ideas or questions, mm-hmm. what's the best way to get a hold of Rise Up Recovery?
Email me. That's the best way.
Okay. And what is that email address?
So that email address is Tiffany, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y, at riseuprecoverymn.com.
All right. And the office across the street at 507 Vermilion does have regular hours that they are open. So if anybody needs some assistance, and can they generally find someone there, or is it kind of hit and miss at this point?
Still hit and miss at this point. We've got somebody in the office every Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
I'm out and about running around and often at the women's house and that sort of thing. So it's hit or miss for me, but we've got somebody Thursday and Friday there, regular hours, usually 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and then kind of sporadically the rest of the days through the week. So that's right. Email's best for sure.
Email is best. And if you have questions, you can also look up their website, riseuprecoverymn.com.
Yes.
I would like to thank my guest for this segment of Community In-Depth, the Executive Director of Rise Up Recovery in Hastings, Tiffany Newharth. Tiffany, thank you for the time and the information.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
You're very welcome. You are tuned to Community In-Depth on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7.
The road is long.